This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Live, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll free 2-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark, you know, you're not used to getting a live radio program on weekends in the evening, but Free Talk Live, we're committed. Committed to bringing you a live program. So committed we've done it every single day for 5 years. That includes yesterday on Independence Day, and that includes Christmases and Thanksgiving.
Some would say we should be committed, Mark.
Indeed.
So, yeah, we are here live. It is the Independence Day weekend. And honestly, last night we got so distracted, I think, by the conversations we were having. We really didn't even address Independence Day at all last night, even though we were actually live on it. We talked about the controversy over what is news and what is not and when to release a kind of a gory video of somebody committing suicide. Today, I actually went out this morning. The Westboro Baptist Church.
This is the GodHatesFags.com fame, right?
Is that their web? I didn't know they had a website. But
yes,
I know
they have
a
website, and their website is that despicable set of words.
They are a despicable group of people. Anyway, Westboro Baptist Church, we've kind of talked about them over the years here and there on Free Talk Live, and there's a good side to Westboro Baptist Church. Well, it's hard to really uncover what that is, but the good side is that the Westboro Baptist Church actually helps protect free speech to some extent.
I'd say that that's probably true, because, you know, when you think about it, free speech, when it's popular speech, doesn't need protection.
That's right.
If I were to say I like the Yankees or the Red Sox, there's a lot of people in America that agree with me, so they don't need, it doesn't need protecting in that way. However, when you take a position like, I believe their position is that God is killing or causing to be killed or allowing to be killed American soldiers because
of gay people.
Yes, because the United States accepts gay people in some manner or another.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't agree with their position in any way, shape, or form. However,
God made gay people. That means God loves gays, too.
I'm with you, but that's beside the point. It doesn't sort of forward the... You have to try out new ideas in order to find the good ones. The world's full of bad ideas. There's no doubt about it. But you have to consider that we hold a bunch of bad ideas, too. Yeah. Yeah, there's plenty of ideas that you personally, the listener, hold that are bad. And the only way to get new ones, better ones, is to try them out, see how they work for you.
Challenge yourself.
Yeah, you got to challenge yourself. You got to look at them.
Assess new ideas. So, you know, the Westboro Baptist Church ideas are terrible ideas, and they're ignorant ideas, and they're bigoted ideas. They should be free to express those ideas. They should be
free. If they aren't free to express those ideas, then you and I will not be free to express other ideas that are also unpopular.
So I went this morning to an event that was supposed to feature the Westboro Baptist Church. Now, what they've been doing apparently, and how often they do this, I'm not sure. But apparently what they'll do is they'll find some sort of military funeral. Now, Westboro Baptist is from, was it Kansas or somewhere like that?
Midwest, right, somewhere in there.
Somewhere down there. So nowhere near New Hampshire. It would be a bit of a hike to get up to New Hampshire for what they were planning, which was to protest, and there's their normal Westboro Baptist fashion, would be to protest outside of a military funeral. This is kind of one of their common things that they do. They've done some other things as well, but kind of the military funeral is what their bread and butter is, so to speak. So they show up with their God Hates Fag signs or whatever other related signs they have, and the idea would be they were going to stand kind of across the street from this event. It was happening at a high school, Conval High School in Peterborough, New Hampshire. And I guess there was some guy that was killed in Afghanistan, some military character.
Sorry about that.
Who was killed, And so that's what this was, sort of funeral procession for him.
Sure.
The idea was that Westboro Baptist Church, they'd sent out a press release saying they were going to be there at 9:15. The funeral thing was supposed to start at 10 a.m. So they were going to be there a few, 45 minutes early. So a number of activists came out, from Manchester and Keene as well as Peterborough. And we all showed up with the possibility in mind that Westboro Baptist might actually show, but also understanding there was a good chance they weren't going to, because it's apparently a well-known tactic of Westboro Baptist Church to announce that they're going to be somewhere, get everybody all whooped up about it, and then they don't show up. Now, I found myself wondering how many of the people, because there were hundreds of people at this event, hundreds of bikers, for instance, like ex-military people, hundreds of people out there, many holding signs.
I thought there were thousands was what the paper reported.
Okay. I'm not good at making estimates like that. I would say that on the street corner that I was at, there were probably several hundred people on the street corner and probably several hundred more on the school property itself. So, yeah, probably fair to say at least 1,000 people. I don't know about thousands.
Let me see
hard to say there.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and read what it says here.
Based on my observations from being there from about 9 to 11 o'clock this morning. And anyway, they didn't show up. Westboro Baptist did not appear. And I found myself wondering how many of the people attending this funeral thing would have attended had Westboro Baptist Church not planned to show up. I don't know.
I would imagine quite a bit fewer.
I would imagine you're right about that. I mean, I don't want to speculate on how many people would or wouldn't have been. Actually, it would have been interesting to ask people that. I didn't think of that at the time, but I did get an interview with an eccentric old lady who had set up some boxes, like a box, something about support the troops, and she had these glass jars with herbs in them and a little animal and a child. And I went over there, and she just looked eccentric, and I thought, oh, this lady will be interesting to talk to. And, of course, I had my video camera, and I asked her if I could interview her. In fact, it might be kind of fun to play it on the air. I haven't screened it yet. I don't think she curses or anything like that. But to summarize her viewpoint, and I don't want to put words in her mouth, so I might get
just summarizing.
Yeah, to summarize her viewpoint, she's there to protect the troops from the Westboro Baptist Church, who apparently are aligned with Lucifer. So she's there to protect the troops from the church, but also to protect them from the government. And
who? Westboro Baptist?
The soldiers. I'm sorry, the troops. She's there to protect the troops from Westboro Baptist Church and to protect the troops from the government.
Which government?
I didn't get clear.
See, this is really the problem, is that there's hundreds of governments out there.
I think she meant the government, as in the federal government.
Okay.
Went a little further with her, kind of asking her, for detail on her position with regards to the government. She seemed to acknowledge that there was a military-industrial complex, and she seemed to
be hard to deny that.
She seemed to have concerns for that, while at the same time acknowledging that soldiers are just following orders, and it's a good thing that they just follow orders. So even though she acknowledged that the military-industrial complex is essentially giving these soldiers orders that she might disagree with, she still valued them following those orders. So needless to say, the lady was a little bit confused on her positions on things.
Right. It's very interesting how people can be
contradictory viewpoints.
Well, right. I mean,
without realizing it,
they for whatever reason believe that the government is full of unaccountable bureaucrats until those bureaucrats get guns put in their hands, in which case they are, they're saviors from heaven in many cases. I mean, it's a very odd position.
So I don't know if I'll be getting the video out or how soon I'll be getting the video out, because there's quite a few things on my to-do sheet. But nonetheless, Westboro Baptist Church did not show, and otherwise it was, pretty much uneventful. A bunch of people standing around waving flags and trucks driving by with flags in the truck bed and, that kind of a scene. There was a humongous American flag flapping from a crane. The fire department had a crane out and with like a gigantic American flag.
Well, that ought to just silence the people that disagree.
So there you go. That was my experience this morning. I actually went to the base. There's like a yearly kind of Independence Day baseball game that they have here in Keene, and they moved it to tonight because it was raining a couple nights ago. So I went out there and handed out some Foundation for New Hampshire Independence flyers, which encourages people to consider the idea of New Hampshire declaring independence. Got hundreds of those handed out, and actually didn't have any nasty comments this year. Last year I got a couple people, giving me some sort of free stater. or some sort of, you know, nasty statement like that. That didn't happen this year. So,
well, I've got a poll here that says, in fact, Americans have been progressively having their sense of freedom drop.
Well, that's a good question. Do you have more freedom today or fewer freedoms today? We'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. We'll talk about Americans in this poll here and what do they think. And you're welcome to bring up anything that's on your mind. Share your story here on Free Talk Live, the live Saturday show.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can take control toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind on this live Saturday edition, whether you want to talk about the Westboro Baptist Church who did not show up at their planned protest today outside of a military funeral, or whatever happens to be on your mind. Mark's going to tell us about Americans and their opinions about whether or not they're satisfied with how free they are. Apparently, the numbers have been a change in that category. Mark will give us those details here in moments. Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, which is where you can go to get some free coffee.
Yeah, don't feel as free as you used to. Get a cup of get a pound of coffee for free at coffee.freetalklive.com. If you go there, you will get a be able to get a pound completely free, except for you pay the shipping, from BuzzBox. It's shade-grown coffee, which is good for people who get kind of that acid reflux from coffee, because it really diminishes that. It's 100% organic and top 1% grade Arabica beans. Now, BuzzBox coffee is like all other high-end coffee. It's priced commensurately. But one thing that they do differently than other high-end coffee companies is, A, they, instead of doing this fair trade thing, they allow people to buy into their co-op. So they kind of keep they keep more of an oversight on what goes on inside their coffee company. And secondly, they allow companies like Free Talk Live to partner up with them and be able to offer microloans to people who aren't even involved in their coffee trade at all. So for every 10 people who sign up at coffee.freetalklive.com to get their coffee regularly, not just the free pound. You get the free pound, you try it, you decide you like it, you continue to get the coffee, that kind of thing. For every 10 people, we're able to offer another microloan to another family around the world. So whether it's a plow they need or a bicycle or you know, some kind of restaurant equipment or some kind of livestock or whatever it is that they need in order to make their lives better, to achieve the dream that they have. Because you can't give just a bunch of handouts and expect that to work. You give people a hand up to do what it is that they want to do to achieve their dreams, and you're going to change lives. So go, please, get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right. Our toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype, and that's where Benjamin Bartholomew is from California. Our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm. Go ahead, Benjamin.
Well, first, real quick, I'm glad the Westboro Baptist Church people didn't show up.
I'm not. I was really looking forward to that.
I thought the same thing too. I was so excited when they were going to come to my area, and I went out there, and I thought it was going to be really interesting, and it just wasn't.
Wait, so they did actually come to your area?
Oh yeah. They came out to the military base nearby to protest. Gays being allowed in the military or whatever. And it wasn't as interesting as you would hope.
Oh, we would have made we would have made it interesting. I had my big gay dance party outfit ready to go. I wasn't wearing
a rainbow colored tutu.
No, I wasn't wearing it. I wanted to get out and kind of get a scope around and see what was happening and wait for them to show up before I would have put that on. So no, I didn't want to just
not
show
much gayer
up
than a rainbow colored tutu.
Yeah, so I had planned on having my big gay dance party outfit on, grabbing a video camera and going to try to get interviews with Westboro Baptist Church members. I thought that
would have been more entertaining than anything I did. So, but I wanted to talk about there's been an issue going on for the last couple of weeks following particularly the murder of those armed bureaucrats down in Los Angeles by the two
Las Vegas?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The cops that were shot in the CC's Pizza?
Right. Well, they were eating lunch or whatever. Right. About this idea of if it's okay to initiate violence against our bureaucrats. And
no, it is not okay.
I absolutely, right. But there are people kind of within the liberty community who seem to be espousing that. Or, yeah, it's not okay, but it's not the worst idea. And it just seems very collectivizing to say, well, lots of armed bureaucrats, do bad things. So, I'm sure these guys did, or whatever it happens to be.
It's very lazy thinking.
Very. I can almost understand a person's thinking of kind of retaliatory violence, of vigilante justice. Maybe there's some armed bureaucrat who goes around killing a bunch of dogs and nothing ever happens to him, so somebody initiates violence on that individual kind of in retaliation. But that's for a specific reason. Just finding someone who's wearing a costume and shooting them, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I find it very disgusting. I'm not going to go to somebody who's dressed in gang colors and just shoot them because, well, I'm sure that gang's done bad things, and I'm sure he's been involved, and he's okay with it. So, you know, it's fine. Or the idea of, well, they're paid for in stolen funds through taxation. But with that kind of argument, where do you stop that? Where do you draw the line? Is it okay to shoot teachers? Mm-hmm. Because they're basically prison wardens. We call them day prisons because that's what they are. So is it okay to shoot them?
No.
Absolutely. That's my point.
And it's also, by the way, it's not okay in my book to shoot cops who you know have done harm as well. I think that, you know, there are cops out there who have hurt others, and to target them specifically, while more understandable, still is, in my book, wrong, because people should be given the chance to be better people and change and apologize and be forgiven and, you know, have a second or third chance, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, and it's just, it's disgusting, the kind of, like you were saying, the lazy thinking that kind of goes into this.
Well, plus, so if you just ice, you know, if a cop hurts somebody, then they owe that person or that family restitution. And killing the cop is not going to bring any justice to a situation. Even if we are talking about a cop who hurt somebody who was violent unnecessarily or whatever, let's find a way to hold that person accountable rather than taking their life from them. Because as we've seen, even if you are going to go and take out bad cops, ultimately more bad cops are just going to take their place. It'll be a never-ending assault.
And they're going to feel besieged in the process,
yeah.
And thus
and justified.
Act worse. I mean, you know, look, you can't fight a war against a government. The only effective means, a weapon against guns, is the truth.
Mm.
And we must speak the truth on a regular basis. And sometimes that's hard because sometimes it goes against our well-founded beliefs. I think that it's fair that we talk about the good things that people that work for the government do too. So, yeah, I mean, it's just the truth.
Benjamin, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, not tonight. Thank you guys
very much. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Benjamin, by the way, does our weekly digest, which is a labor of love for him, I think, an activist project. He does accept contributions, but we don't actually pay him for the work. It's all his idea. He decides what to put in the digest. He makes those editorial choices and puts it all together. Basically, the weekly digest is a highlight reel of a week's worth of Free Talk Live boiled down to about just over an hour's worth of content. So you can get the weekly digest by going to weekly.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to the podcast with only weekly digest episodes in. Or if you subscribe to our regular podcast at freetalklive.com, the episodes appear there as well, along with all the rest of our stuff. So, we'll come back with more. There's plenty of time for you to share your thoughts. Maybe on Westboro Baptist Church, maybe on the idea of violence as a solution. Nope, it's a terrible solution. It won't solve anything. But anyway, you're welcome to share your thoughts here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype in at userlrn.fm. We're coming up.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. Take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. If you care about online privacy, you really need to know about Pro XPN. It's a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data, and that means that before what you're doing online gets to your ISP, it's encrypted so your internet service provider doesn't know what you're up to anymore. Right now, they're probably keeping records of every website you visit and every search that you enter for, in some cases, as long as 5 years. So you can put a stop to that by going and getting ProXPN software. It's free. You go to proxpn.com/FTL. Grab it for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, or Android devices. If you're a Linux user, just email their support department to get a little bit of detail on how to get it set up for Linux. But whatever operating system you're on, there's probably a ProXPN for you. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get started. And when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world to which you can connect, and the ability to privately torrent, please use our discount code. It's FTL20, and the 20 means you'll save 20% for the lifetime of the account. That's proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL20. And keep in mind, ProXPN does not keep records of your online surfing habits, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, and don't forget code FTL20. As we continue here, you may bring up whatever's on your mind. Mark, you're going to be telling us about the Freedom Satisfaction Rating. I didn't even know there was such a thing. And apparently it's been pretty high up until recently. What's going on there?
Yeah, none of it makes much sense to me, but I'm going to read the article anyway. This is from the Christian Science Monitor here from Graham Slattery. It says, this Independence Day, Americans will celebrate the nation's core values, especially freedom. But according to a new international poll, Americans have become significantly less satisfied with the freedom to choose what they want to do with their lives. That's in quotation marks. Less satisfied with the freedom to choose what they want to do with their lives. Now, when it comes to these polls, I find it to be very important the words they say, not the way they interpret the words. Because, people will answer the question as it's phrased, mm-hmm. and oftentimes the reporters will then extrapolate what they want to extrapolate from it, and that bothers me. So it here says 79% of U.S. residents are satisfied with their level of freedom, down from 91% in 2006, according to the Gallup survey.
So a 12% drop in approximately seven or eight years.
Yeah, about that.
Okay.
That 12% drop pushes the United States from among the highest in the world in terms of perceived freedom to 36th place outside the top quartile. That's the top 25%. So it is not in the top 25% of the 120 countries sampled, trailing Paraguay, Rwanda, and the autonomous region of, where is this place? Nagorno-Karabakh.
I don't know where that is, but you're saying that's a place where people feel more free than the United States?
Trailing that place, yes.
Okay.
So there's only 10 nations experience as sharp of a drop as the U.S. in terms of satisfaction of citizens with their level of freedom. Egypt, Greece, Italy, Venezuela, Cyprus, the Czech Republic.
Who's number one? That's what I want to know.
I didn't see that on
what
this
was the,
list.
What was the organization that was doing this poll?
Gallup.
Gallup.
Yemen, Pakistan, and Spain. All of these countries experienced a lot of economic turmoil in the period of time that we're talking about here. And I think that this is, you know, this satisfaction with freedom might be a satisfaction with life in general, if that makes sense. You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what these people are saying, because the problem with the term freedom, and I would love to hear people call in and tell me what they mean by freedom when they hear freedom. When you're celebrating freedom on July 4th, what are you celebrating exactly? Because I don't know. I mean, I have a definition of freedom. I doubt these people operate under that same definition.
I have a list, Mark, from Gallup.com. Countries with the highest levels of satisfaction with freedom in 2013. Number one.
New Zealanders?
New Zealand.
Yeah, that's 90, often R. Yeah.
94% satisfied. Australia following that with 93%. Cambodia with 93% at number three.
They're happy about that whole thing, huh?
Sweden at number... Oh, wait, excuse me. I'm reading these incorrectly. New Zealand is ranked at number one. Australia, Cambodia, Sweden all tied for second place at 93%. Below that, it drops to fifth place with the United Arab Emirates, Austria, Netherlands, Uzbekistan all tied for fifth. And then tied for ninth place, Canada, Iceland, Finland, and Denmark. That's your top 10 of the places in the world where people feel satisfied that they're free.
They're all, other than us, Uzbekistan, which I'm not familiar with, they're all pretty affluent places, too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what about Cambodia?
I don't know. I mean, you know, Cambodia didn't stick out in my mind either.
That doesn't make me think affluent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but what is freedom? Freedom to me doesn't mean affluent.
That's true.
Necessarily.
You can be
affluence.
Free and happy and also poor.
Right. Lots of people choose.
Or broke.
Would choose not to work if they had the choice, and they would not be particularly wealthy.
That's true.
So, I don't know. I find it very interesting. And I'd like people to just tell me what they think freedom means. This is the weekend for that, I suppose. Is freedom explosives? Is it barbecue?
It includes both of those.
Is freedom independence from England? Because I think England's higher on this list than the United States is. I don't know. I find all these things confusing.
These would be interesting questions to ask folks on Independence Day. And if you'd like to get your thoughts in here, you're welcome to join us at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. How do you define freedom? What does freedom mean to you? What does it mean to be free? You can answer any one of those questions or some other variant.
There's a 7% drop in confidence in the presidency over this, I guess, since June 2013. So in a relatively short period of time, there's been a large drop in the confidence in the presidency of the United States. And I don't know why particularly Barack Obama gets all the blame for how things go around here. But, you know, I would say that there's been a lot of scandals in this particular administration when you look at... Yeah, there's the IRS thing. Yeah, there's a whole list of them. I could go through them, but there's been a lot. I mean, he basically broke constitutional law in his helping Europe attack Libya, and you know, there was I don't know, another.
Well, apparently he didn't break any laws. He's not in jail.
Well, I don't know what to tell you about that.
yeah. Well, isn't he a constitutional attorney?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that's the problem with attorneys. They give opinions, and then, you know, if you get 10 attorneys, you get 11 opinions.
Share your thoughts. Is there more, Mark, to this summary over at the Christian Science Monitor that you wanted to share with us?
No, I think that that's the meat of it all. I think it's the economy and the presidency appears to be what it all is about here.
Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE.
And I would also point out that the drop in support of the presidency isn't because the Republicans haven't supported Obama up to this point anyway. Generally, you see a drop in the support of the president in the last 2 years of their presidency. Anyway, we're coming up on that. Perhaps he's just getting the chickens are coming home to roost a little sooner because of all the scandals that have gone on. Whether they're his fault or not, I don't know. They've happened under his administration.
Cambodia, by the way, the GDP I pulled up here from the CIA World Factbook, GDP per capita, $2,600 in 2013 dollars.
Not great.
Yeah, but apparently they're the third in the world for people who believe satisfied with their freedom. Cambodia.
I thought they were second, tied for second.
You're right. I'm sorry. They're listed third on the list, but they're tied for second. So pretty interesting stuff. Anyway, back to the question at hand here, which is, you know, what is it that freedom means to you? How do you define it? And do you have it? Do you feel satisfied? Like the question on this survey, do you feel satisfied with your level of freedom? Or do you feel oppressed? I can tell you that, I appreciate the fact that I'm in a more free place than a lot of places around the globe. There's no doubt. I appreciate the fact that we can get on the air and talk about the things that we talk about here. I know in some places that would not be tolerated. So it's good to appreciate the good things, but at the same time, there are things wrong here, and there's nothing wrong with pointing them out. We'll come back with more here in moments, and you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
There's a lot of confusing information out there about Bitcoin mining. Customers have been burned by companies taking their money on pre-orders for Bitcoin mining equipment, only to receive their equipment late and miss out on opportunities to mine Bitcoins. But that doesn't mean Bitcoin mining is impossible. You just have to find an honest company to do business with. If you want to mine Bitcoins and you want to do it now, no pre-orders, no waiting, look into the Antminer products from Bitmain. Their competitively priced Antminers are in stock and ship from the U.S. as soon as you pay. You could buy an Antminer today and be mining Bitcoins tomorrow. The Antminer line offers the best mining power per dollar currently available. 20% of the mining power in the Bitcoin network is contributed by Antminers. Not only that, but Bitmain is committed to support. You can get tech support and warranty service over the phone by calling 844-BITMAIN. For commercial accounts, they'll even travel to your data center to install your equipment. Get all the details at bitmaintech.com. That's bitmaintech.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the post-Independence Day edition of the show. We're live on this Saturday evening. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site, freetalklive.com. Create the content right there on the front page. You submit it to the site. Others can vote it up or down, whether they like or dislike, and you get to vote on things as well. Just go to freetalklive.com, link up your Free Talk Live account with your Reddit account, and it'll make it easy from that point forward to submit content there at freetalklive.com. If you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge when it counts, you need to learn about modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making a difference in their work, giving them the critical edge that they need. Check out modup.net and look into it for yourself. There's fast delivery worldwide for guaranteed high-quality modafinil at an amazing price. And modup.net is a supporter of the Bitcoin community. Order with Bitcoins and save 33% at modup.net. Make the deal even better. Use code FTL and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So again, use code FTL at modup, M-O-D-U-P.net. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if a local prescription requirements and laws apply. So look into it for yourself. We're sure that modup.net offers great service at a great price. That's modup.net with code FTL. So again, our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. It's Don in Tallahassee listening to WVFT. Hey, Don.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Great. Go ahead with your thoughts, Don.
Well, listen, I'd like to digress for about 5 seconds. And sometime
go ahead.
In the near future, I'd like you to do a show on bitcoins because I hear you talking about that. And since I only catch parts of your show intermittently, I'm usually in my car and I hear a little bit. And I don't really know what bitcoins are. If it's actually a numismatic.
I don't want to do a whole show about bitcoins, although I would like to point out we are going to be live from the North American Bitcoin Conference here in a couple weeks, and that's going to be those two shows are going to be pretty heavy Bitcoin shows, but they also won't necessarily be introductions to Bitcoin. We'll be talking about some of the side technologies and other things that are being developed around Bitcoin.
But I'm happy to spend some time answering a few specific questions for you.
Like what is Bitcoin?
You asked if it was numismatic, and a numismatic, most people don't know what that means either.
Yeah, what does that mean?
A numismatic is a collector's coin that is made of some, metal of value. Usually,
it usually has a date on it too, right? A numismatic.
Yes. Okay. A numismatic would have a date on it.
And precious value. I mean, value in and of itself, intrinsic value. It's not like a Federal Reserve note, which is. Actually phony money. It's like monopoly money. It's fiat money. Mm-hmm.
Well, the Federal Reserve has intrinsic value because paper is worth something.
You could wipe your butt with it.
Right. So, I don't know what intrinsic means. There's a lot of argument in the monetary world about what intrinsic value is. But a Bitcoin is it's a thing on the internet. It is, if you can imagine, you've a video game where you've got a little gnome who mines for gold coins. Those gold coins that you can, say, purchase better pickaxes or something for your gnome, those gold coins are a currency within that game. The Bitcoin is a currency for the internet. Now, you can buy things at Newegg.com, which is a computer dealer, or Overstock.com is another company that takes Bitcoins. And there's plenty of companies that will sell you gift cards to places like Walmart and ExxonMobil gas stations and grocery stores and things like that for Bitcoin. So a Bitcoin is a currency on the internet that is not issued by any government, and it can't be inflated. And this is the most important aspect of it, is that it's not controlled or inflated by any government or bank. And so,
well, it can be inflated. There's a slow trickle of bitcoins coming out over time.
So is gold.
But it's a predictable inflation rate. It's not controlled by some sort of governmental body.
There are a lot of parallels between Bitcoin and gold. People that tend to like gold tend to like Bitcoin after they spend a little time sort of getting to understand it.
Well, one of the big things that I didn't understand first about Bitcoin probably comes back to Don's position on intrinsic value. My first big objection to Bitcoin was there's nothing backing it. And
but what backs a gold coin?
Well, right. But beyond that, what's the other thing that Bitcoin is? So you mentioned that Bitcoin is a decentralized currency for the internet. But the other thing Bitcoin is a financial transaction network. So that's kind of the intrinsic value of Bitcoin, is that it has this humongous network that cannot be taken down. It's decentralized, so it's being operated on hundreds of thousands of computers all around the world. It's essentially untouchable, and if it could be touched, it certainly would have by now. It's very, very strong, it's cryptographically secure, and this financial transaction network is very effective, and so that's one of the things that brings value to Bitcoin. Well, it works.
And it does more transactions than PayPal currently. There's more daily transactions, transaction volume on Bitcoin than there is on PayPal.
So that's kind of a basic idea on Bitcoin. Did we at least explain a little bit to you?
Well, it's probably as clear as mud right now, but I'm trying to figure out still what gives it. You say somebody will give you bitcoins for a gift certificate at Walmart. Well, see, I can understand that at Walmart, if I can take my Federal Reserve notes or whatever, I can exchange that, for certain goods. Now, it doesn't necessarily hold to that value, so that's why I don't understand. Are these coins, in other words, do you trade in these things like supposing it was a wooden nickel? We can call anything a value, but, I mean, as long as people will accept it and if they accept bitcoins, I can understand that, but are these coins that you actually have, or do you just have like an accounting system where somebody...
You have an account on the Internet. They are assigned to that account. The Bitcoins are assigned to that account. And the Bitcoins never move. I think that the worst thing about Bitcoins is that somebody called them coins. They're not coins. Coins are round pieces of metal. they are something different. They're an online cryptocurrency. And they're assigned to you, and you have total control over them.
Okay. Right. When you have a Bitcoin... Yeah, so what you do is you go and get a Bitcoin wallet at a website like blockchain.info, and this web wallet that you have can actually be installed. If you have a smartphone, you can get a version of it for your smartphone. You can actually have a, right there on your phone, you can have a way to send and receive Bitcoins to people all around the globe. And it's so convenient, and it works so well. You know, one of the hassles with cash is you have to make change, but with Bitcoin, there's no change necessary. You can get the exact amount that you want down to 8 decimal places. So it's just incredibly effective, and people around the world are accepting it, and it is an international currency, which is another big win. So think about, for instance, sending money. If you've ever sent money to somebody via, say, Western Union, you ever done that before?
Only in America, but I know that it goes worldwide. Yeah.
In America, it's very expensive, and it's more expensive if you do it internationally. I remember when I did it, I sent $50 to somebody, and they charged me $30 on top of that as a convenience fee or whatever. That was their fee. So the fees for sending money can be absolutely outrageous if you're using the old transaction networks, the old U.S. dollar-based and other countries' networks. But with Bitcoin, I can send money to anybody anywhere in the world for literally pennies, for a fraction of the cost of sending it through Western Union or MoneyGram or some of those other players. And so really, the potential there for saving people money and being able to more easily transfer money in and out of different countries is very, very exciting. There's a lot of things that Bitcoin does that essentially disrupts and undermines the status quo money system, and essentially it takes the power out of the hands of the bankers and the governments of the world and puts power into people's hands. So there's a lot of real big concepts involved with Bitcoin. So, you know, on the kind of the lower level concept, it's a digital currency that's decentralized. The higher level concept is this is a tool for freedom. This is something that can make people more free by using Bitcoin. There are things that you can do that wouldn't be possible or as easy with U.S. government currency. One example, of course, is the underground drug markets that have sprung up on the Tor Anonymous system on online, where people are able to buy and sell various products and services pretty much anonymously with one another using Bitcoin. That's bringing a level of safety to the black market that has never existed before. So people's lives are literally being saved by this technology. Anyway, any other questions we can answer for you right out the gate?
Well, actually, I didn't mean to deviate from your subject so much. I just, while I had the opportunity, I thought I'd ask it, and I got my money's worth, my Bitcoin's worth, I guess.
Well, if you want to tip us, and if you ever get some Bitcoin, you want to send us a tip, you can go to our Bitcoin tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Don, thanks for the call tonight, man.
Hold on over. He has a question.
He has something else you want to talk about?
Yes, please. Hold him over to the next.
All right, well, hang on, Don. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We'll get to Don here. And, yeah, I don't mind Bitcoin questions. That doesn't bother me. And you never have to apologize for changing the topic on Free Talk Live. It's what we do here. Hour 2 is next. Free Talk Live.
You know Bellawood Flooring for its beauty and durability. And now at Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood Flooring is on sale. Get 10% off every Bellawood pre-finished floor, including solid hardwood, ultra-strand bamboo, and Bellawood mat with a unique oil finish look. Save big on pre-finished hardwood at just $169 a square foot and Black Forest laminate for only 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Over 70 flooring deals and special 12-month financings available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains cucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic, pure extract, and it is available by calling 855- 315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.